Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Hello, fellow humans. Your friend Eric here from Wisconsin, Doomed and Stoned 2022. Today, we had the opportunity to chat with one of the coveted bands on this year's roster, Iowa's very own Druids. We sat down with Luke, guitarist and vocalist for the band, and grilled him about what it's like being a heavy band from the Corn Belt. To kick things off, we asked Luke about his go-to rig and his setup.
I play a Bilt El Hombre, B-I-L-T.
We asked Luke if he would recommend Bilt to those looking for a custom-made guitar.
100%. My rig is ever-changing, really. Right now, I mean, my go-to amp is an Orange TH-100, then just an Orange cab. I used to run two amps, and now I'm just half stack. Go-to pedals, my Dunlop Bass Wah, 100% is, I have to have it. My Digitech Whammy, I have to have. Other than that, my delay is always going in and out, like which one I want to use. The one I've had for the longest is an Earthquaker Devices. It's got modulation in the delay. So, and you can kind of like dial that in and out. So, I mean, I can't find another pedal like that. I've tried.
Between 2008 and 2015, Druids worked to fine-tune their craft. Luke reflects on the legacy of the band.
Druids now is 6 albums deep, lots of tours later. It's a totally different animal. I mean, we started taking the band seriously to where we're like actually touring in about like 2015, I think. People just kept coming to our shows. I mean, we just did a lot of local shows and it just kind of kept building. And I mean, we would honestly show up to these shows without even practicing for like a year and just like show, like we didn't write anything new or anything. We just get together and just do it. Like, I didn't really play guitar that much then.
We asked Druids exactly what was the impetus to taking things seriously as a band.
We had a buddy of ours that was interested in putting a record out for us. They were like, if you're writing a new record, we'd love to put it out on vinyl. It's like, well, we've never had anything out on vinyl before. So let's just like do that. Let's just write a record. And I started thinking about it a lot, and we just got together after practice one night and we're just like, we should actually try to do something. Should try to like go for it.
Luke describes the next 4 years as a whirlwind of recording and touring.
We were grinding, just constantly grinding. I mean, it was go on tour for 3 weeks, come home for a month, go on tour for 2 weeks, come home for a month. Like, it was, and you know, with full-time jobs and wives and kids, and you know, we were trying. We had a hell of a lot of fun, and it did us a lot of good.
We asked Luke about some of his favorite experiences during this era of Druids.
We showed up to this show, and this kid had our first cassette tape that I didn't even have. He was like, hey, I want you to sign this. I'm like, dude, that you're blowing my mind right now. Like, I don't even have this, you know? So that was really cool. We go up to Seattle, we pull in. We had never been there before. We pull in to town. We aren't even close to the venue, and this guy rides his bike back. Guy rides his bike in front of us and was like, Druids. We're like, yeah, what's up? He's like, I'm going to your show tonight. Like, okay. So, I mean, that stuff like that, just like, you know, it makes it feel worth it, you know, like all the aches and pains of being gone and like really trying to make it work. Stuff like that makes it very cool.
Staying current, Luke explains exactly what Druids were up to in 2022 after having several of their gigs canceled earlier in the year.
Instead, we did like a little leg out to Desert Fest in Brooklyn. So we went out, basically like toured out there, did a few shows on the way back. So that was like the big thing that we did this year.
Curious, I asked Luke about the future of Druids.
Yeah, that's a good question. I think we're kind of in the middle of that. I mean, now we're kind of thinking about what we want to do creatively, where do we want to go with, you know, the sound? And our latest record, Shadow Work, is a bit of a creative pivot from what we've done. Not as heavy, it's not as riffy, it's not as fast, you know, but it still has like that Druids feeling, like emotion, vibe in general. So now we're kind of thinking, where else can we go and still make it sound like Druids?
One of my personal favorite questions is why. Why do Druids do what they do? As a musician, I asked Luke why he plays music.
Being in a band is, for me, it's about just all, I mean, it's about just making music, three of us. And I know it sounds super simple, but this is all that really matters, you know, like just us making music. And that's just to the core of what all of this is. And like playing shows and going out on tour and like seeing people, like that's just the cherry on top.
This Iowa heavy three-piece are rounded out by Drew Rao as bassist and vocalist for the band, and Keith Rich behind the DW drum kit. Needless to say, we are quite pleased to have Druids as part of this year's roster for Wisconsin Doomed and Stoned 2022, live at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday, November the 5th. For more on Druids, head to druidsiowa.com. In the meantime, be sure to head to wiscodoom.com for your tickets for this year's event. This week, we want to thank our sponsors, thespaceship.tv and Local 802 Painters Union District Council 7 for supporting Wisconsin Doomed and Stoned 2022. Join us next week as we interview another band on the Wisconsin Doomed and Stoned 2022 roster. Until then, this is your friend Eric from Wisconsin Doomed and Stoned 2022, and I hope you have a marvelous week.